Your word is Ooga. Ooga.
Lorena Warren starts the Yupik Spelling Bee pronouncing the first word. 9 kids from a handful of school districts sit in the front of the room at the Alaska Native Heritage Center, listening carefully. Most have notebooks to write it down, and most are from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The first word is tough. It might have been jitters, but about half the contestants fail to spell it correctly before one succeeds. Then the competitors settle in, and many spell their words on the first try. The pace picks up. Frida Dan organizes the annual Yupik Spelling Bee for beginners. She remembers the first one 7 years ago.
I organize it because there's no classes in Yupik for my children. I thought, how can I make them feel included in our culture and in this country?
It is still a family affair. Parents and relatives watch as the contestants write the words down in notebooks, working out the spelling, before getting up and walking to the podium to spell it aloud. There is one contestant who does not use a notebook. Matthias Phillip is an eighth grader from the Tuluksak School in the Yupik School District.
I study almost every night. I always go through the pages oftenly, repeatedly, until I get sleepy.
Dasik. Dasik.
During the spelling bee, Frida Dan noticed the notebook sitting unused by Phillip's chair.
I don't think he was even writing his spellings down. He was just spelling them out. That's really amazing because some of the spellings are a little tricky sometimes.
The words got more difficult. The battle went on, but it did not faze Matthias Phillip. He never reached for his notebook.
The words were easy. I was hoping there was harder words, though, more longer words.
Then it was the final word. The boy next to him failed to spell it correctly. He stood up, walked to the podium, and spoke without hesitation.
Tanguhak. TANGURRAQ. Tanguhak.
Asichtuk.
Asichtuk means Matthias Phillip got it right, taking first place in the statewide Yupik Spelling Bee. Sitting in the audience was his grandmother, Barbara Alexi, who drove in from Wasilla to watch the competition. She couldn't be prouder.
Chubby's my grandson. I'm so proud of him. And I knew he'd do it because he works hard for it.
With the recent establishment of a Yupik immersion program in Anchorage, as well as Yupik programs in other school districts, the annual Yupik Spelling Bee may get more challenging as both students and schools get more competence in the language. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.